Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
I was so disappointed for Wrexham last night.
Did they lose?
Yeah.
What, Mark Reynolds, Wrexham?
Mark Reynolds, Hollywood legend. So, because if you've watched the Netflix documentary about, is it Netflix or Amazon? I can't remember
which one it was on. It was on Amazon Prime.
Disney.
It was on Disney.
Let's name check all of them.
subscribe to them all. Could have been Netflix.
It was Disney, because it was Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It was really good. And they did this whole documentary where Wrexham, because Ryan Reynolds bought it out with his friend who's called
Rob Machiavelli.
Yeah. So they bought Wrexham probably for a PR stunt with the Disney, which was great, but it worked. But then I think when you're watching the series, you realise they genuinely fell in love with the club, and they fell in love with Wrexham and fell in love with football, which is a beautiful thing. So they own the club. So all these players like Mullins up front, and all these players we know almost from a reality TV show type way, all the Wrexham players are really, really famous to me because I've seen them on the documentary. Yeah. So watching the game last night, it should be all the Sheffield United players you've heard of and the Wrexham players that are non-league team.
It's like watching Dream Team.
Yeah, it was
day,
like, this
it?
Was yeah. incredible. I was watching it thinking they're all famous. But what happened, if you didn't know, it was 1-1. And in the 94th minute, Sheffield United scored. And then again in the 96th minute.
Oh, no, I didn't.
So they'd taken it to 1-1, and it would have gone to extra time. But, yeah, unfortunately, they didn't do it. So Mark Reynolds and the boys will be very upset this morning.
Weather.
A bright, sunny but very cold afternoon continues across Essex with temperatures on the Big Drive Home reaching 7 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
What was the story about Great British?
Are we going to do a recap?
Great British Bake Off. Who did you say was doing that?
Gemma Collins and
Jesse Nelson
off of Little Mix.
When you said Gemma Collins, it just reminded me of that clip where she said, "I'm claustrophobic, Darren." it just made me think of that.
We don't hear about her in the news anymore.
No, but when she was on Celebrity Big Brother, she did do some cooking and sliced half of her finger off.
That's right. Yeah, she did, and then she left after that.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Drive all night. Here we go. Here we go. Radio Essex.
Oh, it's still lovely to have Stevie back. We keep getting to every time he does a news bulletin, 3 day week, Kim says, loving hearing Stevie's voice back on the radio. Love you guys too, in brackets. It's like
we get the brackets.
We're like the sidekicks.
You are listening to
Radio Essex.
How you doing, Essex? Diplo, Miguel, don't forget my love. Is that like when Karen says to me, you're picking up Sam today from school? Don't forget, my love.
She's never said that.
She's never trusted me to pick him up from school.
No.
And this is a bad show to be doing a school run, because we're on the school run.
On the school run.
Yes, remind me to say hello to a school as well at 3:15.
It's nearly that now. I'm not going to remember.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're out of the school yet.
Right, okay.
Do your story, not doing it.
I was quite literally... I've been waiting to tell you this story, because it's only just happened to me.
Okay.
But I thought, why not? Why tell you when I walk in? Tell you on the radio.
Yeah.
So, as everyone knows, you know, because Chris always goes on about it, I don't get here much before the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm driving, I go from I live near Pitsy, so I went through the at the old A13 way.
Yeah.
So I'm going down there, and I'm getting towards, you know, Hadley, and like there's, you know, and basically there's a car, two cars in front of me, a learner driver, white car. And, you know, I'm just thinking, oh, yeah, learn a driver, yeah.
Give him a bit of space.
Yeah, as you do. And honestly, I've never seen anything like it. This learner driver went straight over the roundabout, and I mean on the roundabout, like in two cars in front of me.
What?
And I could only think that the nearly said conductor, the instructor must have said, go straight round the roundabout. Because
he didn't even say that, did he? He went, just go straight over the roundabout.
Straight over the roundabout. And they've taken it that literally. They went.
So you're not talking about the one with the little white hump in the road? The tiny, like...
A mini roundabout,
Where it's night time, you would never do it. But no, to save going round, you just go straight over it. You mean an actual roundabout with grass and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Straight over it. But, like, not over the complete middle, because it's got a big thing. But, like, sort of very much like quarter the whole way over it. And I was like, oh my God, I've got to get round this roundabout semi-quickly, being, you know, obviously being safe, to see the outcome. The outcome was they pulled over on by the BP bit, and they pulled over on the left-hand side, and the poor kid just had his head in his hands with the instructor a bit animated with his arms.
And you could hear him going,
Second exit. But I just thought, how has that happened? I mean, yeah, I've done some stupid things on my test and stuff, but not, you don't drive over the roundabout.
But it's obviously, probably not his test. Maybe the first time out.
No. I think it was a lesson. I don't think.
Yeah, first time out.
If it was a test, they've failed.
Yeah, do you reckon?
Yeah, they've failed.
But you told me straight over, and I went straight over. Why are you failing me?
Quite literally done exactly what it says.
You told me to do it.
But yeah, no, it just made me laugh. I had to tell you.
It's weird. I remember doing driving lessons. It is scary, though, isn't it? When you first get into a car, and you're in control of it, when it's always been your mum or your dad driving it, and you're controlling a car. I still find it weird that my eldest is doing driving lessons.
Yeah, no, so when Brennan started doing his driving lessons, and he gets to the stage where, he's my eldest son, he gets to the stage where you can take them out.
Yeah.
And you've got no pedals, have you? You haven't got the pedals to, like, instructions.
I've got a handbrake.
Yeah. So I literally, he turned into quite a good driver, but first, I mean, going round and round about, you're thinking, no, don't take this exit. They're coming towards you.
I'll admit something on the radio quite happily.
Go on.
Never done it.
You've never taken Harry out?
Karen does it.
Why? You don't fancy just wouldn't.
One, I don't think he wants it to happen, because I think he's scared of what the outcome would be. And secondly, I just find it weird. Oh, see, my daughter drives. She's older. She drives. But when I'm in a car with her, I'm just looking at it. It's like she's still three in my head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are you driving a car? It's scary.
No, as I said, there was one moment where Brennan went round a roundabout, and the exit looks like an exit, but it's got, you know the big red things with the lines through them?
Yeah,
it's like, don't go this way.
Yeah.
He was going to go up that, and I went, no. That was going the wrong way onto the A127.
That's not good. Okay, you know where we are. If you want to, let us know how your day's going. Maybe you've seen something quite crazy like Scott has already today with the maybe you are the learner driver. That would be awesome.
Please.
If we can make that happen. A1400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Our text lines are open. Coil Array and Players, 17 minutes after 3. It's the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. May I just take this moment to say hello to the pupils of Riverside Primary School in Holbridge, because I was there today talking about this.
I've got to remind you, you've got to say something about
that. That's what I'm doing now.
I just wanted to make sure.
No, this is the actual moment.
You've been to school today?
Yeah, I went to school. First thing this morning, I was at, it's holding assembly.
Packed lunch?
No, I didn't take a packed lunch.
No.
I didn't think that would have outstayed my welcome if I was still there at 12:30.
In the lunch hall. All right, kids. Can I stop at Marmite?
No, it was like a talk. It was a talk about, you know, because there's so many different jobs that you might want to do when you're older, and I think they were trying to get as many different people in there.
So like a careers day type.
Yeah, but they're doing radio stuff at the moment, so they're spending a couple of weeks doing radio. They've made a jingle. They go, Radio Essex, like our jingles. In fact, I thought better than our jingles.
Really?
Yeah, I thought a lot more work had gone into them.
Wow, excellent.
And also they're making an advert today as well. So they've been making an advert, like a radio advert today. So they're doing kind of a little radio session for a couple of weeks at school.
Oh, that's cool.
And they said, would you come down and have a chat with the kids about what it's like to be on a radio? And I said, yeah, cool.
I've done one before, talking about sort of, like, you know, doing what I've done. But it was really weird because I was there with Lee Stafford.
The hairdresser.
He was talking about hairdressing and I was talking about being a pop star, right?
Excellent.
And I was thinking to myself, if more people gather around Lee Stafford, who's a lovely guy, to want to be a hairdresser rather than a pop star,
yeah,
I'm going to be a little bit like, oh, this is a bit bad.
Well, this one was good because I was the only person there. So radio was the only option.
You got everyone.
You can only be a radio presenter.
And did you have loads of interest for it?
Yeah, because I think everyone listens to the radio, but then for a kid to think, oh, that's an actual job. You can actually just talk with your mate on the
You've
radio.
You've got a kid doing it, Joe.
Joe Kish is pretty much from, these were year fives. Yeah, it's about right. About a year out. But yeah, Joe pretty much is like 11 and he's on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is amazing.
Really well.
So hi to the guys at Riverside Primary School in Holbridge, and thank you. It was really nice. Felt very welcome.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Yeah, good morning. Debbie in Rettenden says, talking about tests, I remember my son when he first passed this test. It was horrifying, capital letters. He would stall all the time and I don't understand how he passed his test. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they pass and then you go out in the car and you're like, how on earth are you driving a car? How did you get through this?
But I've always thought that about a test because when you pass, I mean, it might be slightly different now. You might need to, like, you know, get round the potholes and pass if you've gone round the circuit, you know. But when I passed, I remember I'd never parked a car. You do a reverse round the corner.
Yeah.
You've never been taught to go into Toys R Us car park.
You were never taught to park a car. No, or Basel and Sporting Village on a Monday night.
Exactly. The day I passed my car, I had to get a little old man to park my car for me in Toys R Us car park because I literally was going to hit one of the pillars. I had no clue what I was doing. And I'm in charge of this car. Scary.
Wow. Did you get Jeffrey to come and do it?
Yeah.
Remember Jeffrey?
Of course I do.
A million said Jeffrey, you're on. What a waste of a jingle. I would set up a company called Toys R Us just to use that jingle.
Good.
I missed that jingle.
All around the wrong way.
John says, what I done today was sanding and making the bracing for the back. Got more to add, but got more clamps. And he's making a... Is that a guitar? Is he making a guitar?
Yeah, but hang on, but what's the relevance? What's the relevance of telling us that now?
Because we asked what you're up to today.
Oh, okay.
And he's making a guitar.
I thought it was something bad that he'd done today. I was going to say,
that's pretty good. We'll have that. Thank you, John. If you ever want to make us a guitar.
Yeah, make us a guitar.
Why not? An exclusive Chris and Scott guitar. We'll share it. We'll do like custody on weekends and stuff.
Live at my house.
Yeah, live at your house. Right, 21 minutes after 3, A1400. Put the word Essex in a friendly message if you want to get a hold of us. You know where we are. We'll continue with KSI next.
This is
Post Malone, Swally and Sunflower. It's Chris and Scott, the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. Wednesday, Trem and Canby, hello. When my boy Dom passed his driving test. Oh, we were talking about driving tests earlier, weren't we? Your mate, you saw.
We're not mates, mate. Just this kid just went boom, straight over a roundabout. It was good fun.
I couldn't believe it when he started driving. I was more surprised. He was really good. But he was driving around Morrison's car park and he kept stalling. Then he crashed into an ice cream van nearly, which would have made for a frosty reception. He's written as frosty because of ice cream. Very clever. Mercifully, he's now better and he drives a Mercedes.
Brilliant. That's good. Don't crash the Mercedes.
Good knowledge. Thank you, Trevon Canvey. Have you seen this? And these stories come about all the time. There's a pensioner who's returned a library book 56 years late.
That means it's going to be a big fine.
But dodged a £2,000 fine. Every time we do these stories, no one's paying the fine.
I used to be petrified as a kid.
Yeah, but weirdly, if it's like 2 days late and it's 30p, they will definitely fine you. But when it's like 56 years late, there seems to be a cut-off point. You're almost better going, I'm just going to keep it home. I'll bring it back in 56 years' time because you're not going to fine me £2,000 because of the book.
The other day, it was like a couple of weeks ago, Kerry said, the twins are going to the library. And I was like, is the library still there? I couldn't even remember. And she went, you need to go down to the library and give these books back.
To you?
Yeah, I had to go to the library in the morning to give the books back before...
Were there many other dyslexics in there or was it just you?
It was just me.
Just you, yeah.
Just me in the old library, yeah. But I was going to the library... I know, you're shocking. Yeah. I was going to the library to give back books because the school were taking the kids to the library that day and, like, you know, Bobby and Katie would have been, like, you know, told off or whatever and they were really panicking. I went in... And I gave these books back and I was like, I was nervous.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if my wife found them all. I'm really sorry if she hasn't. They're coming in today. Like, apologising. And he was like, he scanned them all and he went, he said, no dramas, you've given them all back. They're all here. And I went, so they can come in, no problem, everything's fine. And he was like, why are you so nervous? I was like,
Do you still have an amount of time? I've not, but to be honest, and I should do, because it's good that we got libraries, but I haven't used our library for a long time. Is there still a set amount of time that you can take? Is it like a 2 week thing?
I'm guessing so.
Tom, do you use the library?
I don't frequent the library.
Don't really know. I like the pictures in the books.
Wow.
Are you on the Fuzz Buzz books now, Tom? That's what I used to read.
Ship.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I used to read.
Very good.
That's what I would still read now.
I just wondered if there's still a time limit or whether they just go, no, just borrow it, bring it back when you finish.
Something I have noticed.
What?
Is that it's like he didn't stamp it like with the old school stamper.
No.
He had like
a computer.
He went through the computer.
Wow.
I know. I couldn't.
Computers are amazing.
No, but
it's incredible. Computer. Have you seen the internet?
I honestly,
I was on it the other day. It's ridiculous.
No, but I think if you're having something old school like a library,
yeah,
keep it old school. do you not know what I mean?
You can't be modern. You're a library.
No, but
get rid of the computers. Get a pen and paper.
No, but come on. They used to stamp that stamp thing. They used to go round. And it used to...
In what other things in the world would that work? You're a library, so you need to just stay old school.
Stay old school.
You can't get rid of these computers. You can't. You got an iPad.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. Think about the things like, you know,
a modern library would just be loads of Kindles.
Yeah.
Just stacked up. Do you want to borrow a Kindle? There's loads of books on it.
Yeah, loads of books on it.
Yeah, I like that. It's Radio Essex Flow Cardboard Box. We have a whole plethora of library goers listening to the show, which is amazing.
Lots of people agreeing with me that you should stay
library, stay old school. Nisha says no limit for kids' books, 3 weeks for everyone else. So why didn't kids have to take their books back then?
There must be a limit because
you just go in there, it'd be like a shop.
Yeah, you're just taking books.
Thank you, Nisha. There was a couple of... Dean also, by the way, said, oh, things that should always stay old school. He said, I was in London the other week and I jumped on one of the buses because they've got the route masters back, haven't they, in London?
Yeah.
He was expecting the man to print him a ticket with the little circular thing. Remember?
Yeah,
just
I loved that.
Do the little wheel thing and then they'd print you a ticket and he'd be like, thanks. And he said, no, it's just tap your thing.
Yeah, but that's the thing now, when you get on the train, you don't actually have to buy a ticket now. You can just tap in and tap out.
But that's modernised, though, isn't it? I liked what you said. I liked what you said about libraries, because libraries are... It's an old-fashioned thing, isn't it? It's a library. It's what we used to do as kids, and to actually go there and you're expecting him to stamp it with a library stamp, but he's done it on a computer, and you feel let down.
Well, yeah, I still like printing out my tickets if I'm going... I like to have a ticket when I go to, like, on the plane.
Yeah.
I like to, you know... Because you keep hold of your ticket.
Yeah,
and
you don't keep on your phone.
Yeah, whereas now, you've got an app, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you just bleep through and then you show them. They've ruined everything.
Simon in Braintree says, don't football clubs still use fax machines? They do, don't they? Transfer deadline days done by fax. They'll fax contracts through and stuff.
Well, I did like the old fax.
The fax machine.
I did like a fax.
I remember when we first introduced you to one on the show and we talked about, producer Tom, we talked about a fax machine and you went... Why do I need a machine for facts? I've got Wikipedia. And it's like, not facts, facts, F-A-X. And we had to send you a picture of it. But it's, I mean, they were huge, weren't they?
Oh.
Made a horrible noise. That was it. That was the noise.
That was the noise.
Scott's just sent a fax to somebody.
it was rude.
Somebody in Milan's just gone to the fax machine and said, what's this? Scott from Five's in trouble. We should send help. And you just said about letters.
Yeah.
But you don't know how to write a letter. What do you mean? You can't write?
Do all of the stuff with the, where are you from? What's your story?
What do you mean, where are you from?
What do you mean?
You don't just write to random people and go, hello, random. My name's Tom. This is my story. What's your story?
He just said this slightly off air and we said, whoa, what do you mean you don't understand where the stuff goes? Just explain yourself.
You know you have the stuff that goes in the top corner.
Yeah.
Which corner does it go in?
Where you put your address. I don't think you have to do that. I think that's quite old school.
It can go in the middle. It can go in the middle.
No, it can't. It's top right.
No, it is. But it'll get there. It will get the stamp.
No, you're talking about the letter, aren't you?
The stamp.
How'd you do
the
that?
Letter. On the letter.
It has to go top right.
Top right.
I thought
you were putting your dress in the middle.
Do you know how silly I thought Tom was?
What?
I thought he was talking about when you wrote the letter and then you've sealed it.
Yeah.
You didn't know what was going on the envelope. And I was thinking, surely.
What do you mean?
Where'd you put a stamp?
Anywhere?
Are you making it up? Surely.
No, you're making this up.
Why would you?
You
is
put
there
it on
a
the,
specific place.
Yeah, you put it on the top right.
You have to put it on the top right.
Why do you have to put it on the top right?
It's always been there, Chris.
Yeah, but what if you put it on the top left?
I don't think it gets there. I don't think it gets there.
Doesn't it?
I don't think they stamp it.
There's got to be a postie listening. That you must. It must still get there if you put it on the left hand side.
What's that? Hang on. So you could just go rogue and just put it on the just put it on the bottom left and just go, that'll teach them.
It'd just be upside down, wouldn't it? It would just look like it was in the right place, but upside down.
What about you put it slap bang in the middle?
Yeah,
maybe.
You can't.
We can try it. let's send a letter to ourselves.
Yeah.
And see how that works. I love how the show's progressed. It's 3:42 Wednesday, Big Drive Home. Ray, new tune Escapism coming up. It's Radio Essex, Ray and Escapism. Talking about writing letters, because Tom didn't know where to put the address or the stamp or pretty much anything to do with letters.
Why would I?
Have you ever written a letter?
No, why would I?
Well, I suppose
why would I write a letter?
You probably wouldn't, would you? Why would you write
a
letter?
Do an email.
Now? He doesn't have to write to his grandparents to thank him for money. Hi, Nan. Hi, Granddad. I hope you're okay. I'm okay. Thank you for the money. I bought FIFA points. I mean, you don't have to
no,
do that.
That doesn't happen anymore, does it? No.
Dobbo's got more on this. Dobbo, what have you got for us?
I might be wrong, but I think the stamp has to go in the corner because the machine that sorts the mail reads as a stamp in the corner, then it goes in. Anyone that aren't, it gets thrown out.
Oh, so the machine knows that it's supposed to be a stamp there, and if it's not a stamp there, it's a rogue letter. There you go. That's good knowledge, Dobbo. Exactly. Thank you, mate.
Didn't know you was a postman, mate.
I'm not a postman. I still wear shorts.
Yeah, it's only postman that wear shorts in the winter.
Exactly, so do I, every day.
There you go. Nice one. Cheers, Dobbo.
Yeah, mate. Bye.
It's literally all the hits that you could possibly want when you drive home from work. That's what's happening right here. Think of, like, you remember in the back in the day, the multiplayer CD interchanger that you had in your glove compartment?
Yes,
we just filled it up with CDs. This is what this is. This is what's going on.
Excellent.
And we're just sitting in the car with you, just sort of chatting.
You're in the car with them?
Yeah. Or in the office. Wherever. We are everywhere. Literally. Still don't understand how that works. How we're here with this microphone and we're in your speaker. I think it goes up into space.
And then back down again into wherever you are.
It's very strange.
And hear it instantly.
Here we are. 5 to 4, Big Drive Home. Coming up after 4, we're going to bring this back. Do you remember last week, producer Tom explained that when Scott's got an idea for the show, what you normally do is you just send him a random voice note.
We're doing this again.
Yeah. This is now a feature. You just send him what's on your mind. So you in an Alan Partridge type way, you just pick up like your phone, you go, got an idea for monkey tennis. And then he just goes,
monkey tennis is quite a
great idea. And he goes, what's this? And he gets the voice note. So what Tom's decided to do is share with all of us the wild thoughts that go on inside your head. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. And we've got music.
Got a jingle.
Okay, so the one we used last week, this is literally a voice note that turned up on Tom's phone. It was about 2:30 in the morning at the weekend.
Yeah.
You'd probably just come off stage somewhere doing five stuff. And you went, oh, idea for the show. To Tom, it's 2:30 on a Sunday morning. And he's asleep and he gets a and he goes, oh, what's this? And it's a voice note from you. And it says,
picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
Brilliant. I
mean, it doesn't get old, does it?
Tom's like, oh, that's a different topic, isn't it? A picture of me eating a toffee apple, 5 years old.
Picture of me eating a toffee apple. 5 years old.
It's a long gap, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long gap because you're trying to, yeah. So, and then it's obviously you coming up with it. And what was the idea behind that?
The idea behind that was that when you remember something, you're only remembering the last time you remembered it, not...
Oh, you explain it here, actually. Here we go.
When you remember something, you're only remembering the last time you remembered it.
You're
not remembering the original memory.
I can just imagine Tom at 2:30 in the morning going, what?
Why are you telling me this?
And then he said, explain more, and you go,
picture me in the
So apparently you've sent him some more voice notes, so we'll do some more of Scott's wild thoughts.
Ages ago, I don't...
No, okay. That's fine. We'll do some more after 4.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Cheers, Stevie Shillinglaw. I feel updated. You feel you updated?
So updated.
Tom, you updated?
Yeah.
I feel up to date. If somebody said, hey, how you feeling? I'd go, up to date.
Up to date.
Up to bang on date. Joanne in Heybridge says, boys, you were talking about football. Usually, I complain about how much football you talk about, but
we
3 o'clock,
because that much.
She says we talk about football all the time. I disagree. I don't think we're football heavy at all.
No, not at all.
Never. I mean, when's the last time we spoke about football?
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3,
And it's live.
We're not really a football type show.
No, no.
Are we?
Just getting anyway, people home.
She says, guys, usually I complain about how much football you bang on about, so not a football fan. However, I grew up in Wrexham. Oh, it's okay now then.
Oh,
we're all right now.
Just Wrexham based.
I'm loving the Wrexham related banter, although it does seem strange to hear Wrexham being talked about in Essex because she's from Wrexham. Well, Essex is worldwide. We're the biggest county in the world.
Yeah, we are, but Wrexham...
Really? Yeah. Well, no, we say we are.
We say we are.
We have listeners from all over the place, even outside of Essex. We're like, Essex is the biggest county in the world.
Wisconsin, check.
Yeah, Pennsylvania in
Australia.
Essex. Australia, just south of Essex.
My mum's in Spain today. She's
Tel Aviv.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Everyone listens to us. But Joanne's listening from Heybridge, but she comes from Wrexham. We talked about Wrexham. She's made her feel at home.
Excellent.
Even though it was football. Didn't we play at the Wrexham football ground?
I've played there, scored there.
I was there.
You didn't score, though.
No, I didn't score, but I did set up Ian Rush.
And then, yeah.
Which isn't bad.
And then you hurt your back?
And I hurt my back, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't play the following game at West Ham, and I was really, really gutted, because that's where I... But anyway, Joanne in Heybridge, thank you. And no more football-related banter from us for a while.
Absolutely not.
Didn't even know what this bit of the song sounded like.
What is this?
Sorry, what?
What do you mean,
what is this?
The song, the tune.
What? Right. Apologise.
Oh, not again.
This?
Yeah. Oh.
Is it?
We're not doing anything until you get this right. We're stopping. Stop. Get rid of Lewis Capaldi.
Is it? It's obviously a theme tune to something.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Do you think? name that theme tune.
So do you know other things? Do you know this one?
Absolutely not.
Is this not on in Scotland? Hawaii 5-0. Let's go to something you might know.
Wombles?
Oh, wow.
What about this? This is a big one. Guess the theme tune with Stevie Shillinglaw.
That's not the one that they play at the beginning of films, is it?
What are you talking about?
I don't know any of these.
This scene must have this
one. Oh, you know this. Of course you do.
What's this one?
The A-Team. That's the
A-Team. The A-Team. What's the... So, unless we go, will you go, will you send back a letter? You don't know.
I don't know any of those theme tunes, and I'm being... This is news.
It's the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh.
Do you know this?
I know this.
Yay!
Hey, Stevie.
I don't know where I'm from.
This is Match of the Day.
Match of the Day, Stevie.
Do they have a different Scottish version of Match of the Day?
No, but I'd never really catch the theme tune. Just so if I ever watch it, it's just Gary Lineker's face. Is that the new one?
You watch it for Gary Lineker's face?
In part.
Okay, we're not picking on him. Stop saying we're picking on him.
You only work 3 days a week. Do you want us to start on you?
3 day week, Kim says. Stop picking on Stevie. You only do 4 days a week.
I know, but that's one more than Kim.
Stevie, we love having you back.
It's sometimes good to be back.
3, 2, 1, 1, go. Gary says send him back to heart.
Oh, harsh.
On Radio Essex.
We wouldn't do that to the Heart listeners. They have a bad enough time, is it?
They do.
All right, just 4:08, Lewis Capaldi.
Radio Essex.
I'll bring a call.
It's Radio Essex, Jax Jones, MDK. Where did you go? 4:15. Zara in Colchester says, Stevie, new Stevie. Good to have you back. Missed you. Washing Machine Mark says, leave the youth alone. He's not youth.
He's getting on now. What is he? 38?
Oh,
I done that one. By the way, I done that on purpose. You're 36, aren't you? Yeah.
Never guess somebody's age. Never do it on the radio.
No, I done it on purpose just to get that face.
Washing Machine Mark says that just because you two are old enough to remember Betamax.
Excuse me?
That's harsh, Washing Machine Mark. And also, youth would know what Match of the Day theme tune sounded like, surely. My kids would.
Yeah, Stevie just doesn't live, obviously.
Lisa says, OMG, I'm so pleased Stevie is back. Haven't laughed so hard in ages. Poor guy, but gee, Stevie, how do you not know those theme tunes? Gary B says, send him back to heart. We discussed that. thank you very much for all your texts on that. Right, let's do some of this. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. This is Scott from the Chris and Scott Experience, who has ideas. I do sometimes, and I email them to Tom, or I talk about them in the production meeting that we have at 2 o'clock, but you've never turned up to. So I generally save my number.
It's a dig on the radio, isn't it?
It's true, though.
It's very true.
It's a production meeting. I remember telling you this about 3 months ago, and you look surprised. You're like, what? We plan this? I'm like, yeah, me and Tom do. And then we just wing it when you get in here.
You don't want me in that meeting.
So we decided what we would do is we'd share with you how Scott's inputs ideas into the show. It's basically on a voice note. If you know Scott, Scott does voice notes. Doesn't do text, he does voice notes.
I can't spell, so yeah, voice notes.
It's voice notes. It's all voice notes. And then he'll do a voice note. This is the best voice notes when you've got young kids. You'll play it in the car and at the end you go, oh, don't play that in front of the kids. Say that at the beginning of the voice note, not the end. That's a little tip.
There's no fun there, is it?
None at all. So your voice notes, I think last week we discussed this one.
Unless I've got a stain on my jeans, they're not getting washed. I stand by that.
Yep. So these are voice notes that have come through this week to Tom's mobile phone, which we've now connected to the studio so you can hear the voice notes. Let's do this one.
As a man with short hair, when is the last time you brushed your hair?
No, that's selfish, but do you actually brush your hair? Like,
with a hairbrush?
With a hairbrush.
No.
So when would you think? You've never had long hair, have you?
No, so I would just put stuff in it and mess it up a bit.
Yeah, so you've not brushed, so you might not have brushed your hair
for years.
30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, mental,
sometimes, though, if there's a comb in the shower and I've done the old conditioner, I might brush it through with a comb.
Why?
Just so I can brush my hair back and see what it looks like. Brush back.
that's weird.
Yeah.
I would say...
Why did this voice note turn up, though? Where did it come from?
My brain.
Of course! So you were just sitting at home one day...
I can't remember. I would have been putting wax in my hair or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would have thought to myself...
As a man with short hair...
I would have said that.
When is the last time?
I'd have been in the mirror.
Okay. this is the one I think we want to concentrate on. This one came through on Wednesday last week.
Things that you should know, but you don't. I don't know what year or class the twins are in. I have no clue what class Kevin's in, but I know he's in year 11.
Right now. Right. So I might have mentioned this one to my wife, who was horrified.
Yeah, that you didn't know what class they're in.
But I stand by it.
Yeah.
She doesn't think I should. But for me, it's different. It might be different for you, but my wife works at the school.
Yeah.
I never have to go to the school unless I've got a drop-off.
I don't think it's any different because I don't think I know. No, I don't. I don't know what. I don't know what form he's in. I know what year he's in.
Yeah, so, but I think if you go to the school and you have to walk them in, if they're younger, like the twins, they're 9.
Yeah.
But I mean, the teacher looked at me like I walked in, I had Bobby's lunchbox. Bobby's 9 years old. I walked into the school. They know me in there. Kerry works there. I walked in, I went, hello. They went, oh, hello, Scott. I went, oh, can you give this to Bobby, please? It's her lunch. And she went, oh, what form is Bobby in? I went, sorry, what?
She was in good form when she left.
Yeah. she weren't in very good form. She left our lunchbox. No, and I said, I haven't got a clue. She went, what year is she? And I said, how's it worked? I don't know. I have no clue. I don't even know what part of the school she's in because there's different parts.
Wow.
Around the back somewhere, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I got home and I said to Kevin, you are in year 11, aren't you? And he went, I can't believe you've asked. I'm doing an exam. I just don't, maybe I should know. As a father, I have no clue.
Okay. So we're looking for things that you should know
that
but you don't know. I'm trying to think of one for me. There will be things. I'll have a think. Tom, you got any that spring to mind? Things that you don't know but you should know.
Where to put a stamp on a letter.
I think that might be a good one, yeah.
We'll come back to it. Right, Wednesday, Big Drive Home. You as well, 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. Wednesday, let's do Taylor Swift. Radio Essex, Taylor Swift and Lavender Haze. It's 4:24. Claire, are we talking about things that you don't... Let me just get it on your thing again.
Yeah, things that you should know, but you don't.
Yeah.
I don't know what year or class the twins are in. I have no clue.
That's a good example. Claire's got Essex. I should know where my money goes, but I literally have no clue. My 16-year-old son, who is turning into a fine version of his father, Lachlan, says he should know when family members' birthdays are, he just doesn't have any idea, not even the date. He doesn't even know what part of the year the birthdays fall, apparently. Great show, guys. Please, please consider making the Guess the Theme Tune a regular part of the show with Stevie. That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's yeah, right, that theme down. Tune.
We could call it Guess the Theme Tune.
Right, the theme tune, we could.
3-day week, Kim, who's on a lot today. She's obviously not working today.
It's not one of your work days, is it?
She's talking to things I didn't know and should have done. It was last year I found out. I didn't know what the ST, ND, RD and TH meant on numbers. What, as in first, second, third and fourth?
What do you mean?
What do you mean what they mean?
What do you mean you're still blown away?
No, what...
Unless we don't know.
No, I know what ST means, as in it's first.
Yeah.
But surely that's just an abbreviation of the word first, isn't it?
Second, third.
No, what does it mean?
It doesn't. It doesn't mean anything. ST is literally, so you could go one ST, first.
First, and then third, RD.
Like five-ive.
No, don't start. Do not start.
Is that what five has to end with?
Yeah, he's got five and an I've. Five, right. So you know it's five.
But unless I'm missing...
Five. It's not Channel 5, it's the band 5.
No.
Five-Ive.
Five-Ive.
Unless I'm missing something, it's just...
They're just abbreviations, aren't they?
Yeah, because...
The TH can't mean anything. It doesn't stand for anything. It stands for in fourth.
Yeah.
So you go four, fourth, onest, first.
Yeah, it's the end of the word that would have been if it was a...
You can't have not known that, Kim. I think she means that actually mean N, D, S, T, R, D, and T, H mean something. But they can't do.
No,
I'm blown away if that's the case.
No, it's not. Unless we're making ourselves look very silly, which I don't think we are, it's just the end of the word if
exactly
it was a word.
That. It is that. Let's not even think about it anymore.
Don't
definitely
ever
that. 4:26 Wednesday. If you've got any more of those for us, let us know. 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. Things that you should know, but you don't. Joel Corry, Tom Grennan, Lionheart. Big Drive Home, 4:33. It's Chris and Scott for a Wednesday. Hello to 3-day week, Kim. We were talking about we were basically talking about things. I'll let Scott do it on his voice now, actually.
Things that you should know, but you don't.
And that's what we're talking about. Kim said, I only found out last week that the ST and the ND and the RD and the TH on the end of 1, 2, 3, 4, what they meant, as in first, second, third and fourth. We thought that we didn't know because I just thought it was first, as in one ST, first.
Yeah.
Fourth. I mean, it's literally spelt out for you. So then we were thinking, oh, maybe there's another reason. Maybe she's found out something we didn't know. And then she's replied, it's the last two letters of first, second, third and fourth. I knew that.
Yeah, we knew that. And then she's come back and said, you've made me feel a bit...
She said, now you've made me feel thick and I've had children and everything.
we didn't mean to make you feel thick.
No, but 3-day week, Kim. Thank you very much for getting involved. Finn says, I know how to cook complex meals, wash my own clothes, lay a brick, operate most hand tools, etc. I still can't make my own bed. I'm almost 15, if that makes it less bad. You're almost 15 and you know how to operate hand tools, lay bricks, wash your own clothes and make complex meals.
I mean, but that's good. I'm going to give you full credit for that. Well done.
Yeah.
How do you not know how to make your own bed?
It's quite straightforward with the duvet.
How are you doing a duvet? How are you doing a duvet?
What do you mean, how am I doing a duvet?
Talk me through putting a duvet on the radio. Yeah, I know. I've gone there.
Okay. Karen! Karen! I don't know what I'm doing.
That's it. Because I've got the easiest way to do it.
Go
it's
on.
Genius.
I normally get inside.
I've seen Kevin do this. He's inside it. He's fighting with it. Let me tell you. Turn it inside out. The duvet, it's not on anything. It's just inside out, right?
Wow.
Put your arms in the duvet.
Yeah.
Right? Then grab corner of the actual duvet and flip. Done. Seconds.
Do you know what? Are we still on? Is this the actual radio?
It's the radio.
Wow.
Mate, honestly, who wants
the hits? We're talking about how to make your duvet. I mean,
I've just saved people lots of time. What's in my sandwich?
We were doing Wild Thoughts. You've just blown us away with that one. These are the Wild Thoughts that Scott has regularly.
Well, there's another one.
Sends them through on voice notes. No, which one are we doing?
If you don't eat your cereal until lunchtime,
yeah,
that's not your breakfast. It's your lunch. It doesn't matter that it's the first time you've eaten. You wouldn't starve yourself all day and then have a lasagna at 6 o'clock at night and call it your breakfast. Don't be silly.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Are you drunk when you're doing these?
I think on that one I was. Can I just hear the beginning bit again? I'll tell
you. If
you
don't eat your...
Yep. Yeah, if you don't eat...
Listen to that music.
If you don't eat your cereal...
It's only his cereal.
Yes, I've had a few runs.
If you don't eat your cereal until lunchtime...
Yeah.
That's not your breakfast.
No, it's your lunch.
But no, because
How are we going to turn that into a text, though? No one's going to disagree with that. No one's going to say...
Okay, but you say that. I'd seen it on a programme where someone was quite literally saying that... I'm eating my breakfast, and they were like, "No, because you're eating at lunchtime. It's your lunch. It doesn't matter what's happened before that.
Of course,
it's your lunch.
Of course."
But there was a full argument on the TV about it because there was a guy saying that he's saying it's my.
What is it? You're eating a breakfast cereal, aren't you? So even if you're having it at 8 o'clock at night, it's still
I have my cereal.
But you wouldn't call it your breakfast.
No, it's a snack.
No, I don't. I think you're just stating facts there. I think you've just stated a fact to Tom's phone at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I bet he wouldn't have known.
Would you?
What, that not eating breakfast means that it's not breakfast?
I think we all knew this. All you're getting texts on now is your duvet skills. No one's talking about breakfast. Clives, I do exactly the same way Scott does. Duvet cover, turn it inside out, corner to corner, and flip. My partner always lets me do them as I'm quicker.
Do you know what, though? If you didn't know it, I have literally just saved you so much time.
It's brilliant. Thank you very much. And maybe we'll do some more Wild Thoughts with Scott next week.
Or I'll just stop sending them.
No, don't stop sending them. Keep them coming. They're brilliant. Amazingly, we've got text about your breakfast thing.
Thank you very much.
If you just tuned in, Scott had a random thought that if breakfast is the first meal you eat at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not breakfast, it's lunch. Or 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's lunch.
It's lunch, yeah.
Because breakfast is the thing you have in the morning. Honey says breakfast is the first food you're eating. So actually it's breaking your night fast, hence the word breakfast. It's called break fast. So in essence, you're wrong, really. Because if the first thing you eat is at 3 o'clock and you've done nothing in the morning, then you're breaking your fast at 3 o'clock.
You're breaking your fast.
Yeah.
But it's not your breakfast because if you have a lasagna.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah. And you haven't eaten all day.
It's dinner. Yeah. You're having your dinner.
Understand what she says. You are breaking your fast though.
You can break your fast with a cup of tea.
You could.
It's not breakfast.
Andrew, what you got for us?
Good afternoon, Chris and Scott. It's Andrew, the auctioneer here. Just wanted to point out that time is a man-made concept. So there is no real thing as lunchtime. Because if you work a night shift, your day's a different day to mine. Have a good day. Ta-da.
Blew my mind.
Unbelievable.
I can actually... blow my mind.
Well done, mate.
The same idea though, isn't it? If you get up, if you do a night shift and you wake up and then you go to bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and you get up at 2 in the afternoon and the first thing you do when you get up is have food, you would call it breakfast.
No, I get what you're saying, but in the same vein, if you work nights,
yeah,
you don't get home and you get home at 8 in the morning, say, you don't go, oh well, crack open a beer.
I reckon people do.
No, they don't, do they? Because
if you're on a night shift,
in reality, no. What? So you're telling me, Andrew the auctioneer, right? If he's doing night shifts, he's getting home from a hard night's work, and he's going, Oh, what should I do? What to do? What to do? I'd see what, get in the hot tub, crack open a beer.
You might record last night's telly, see, sit over and go, oh, what, have a beer and watch EastEnders. What a life.
It's not a thing.
It's not happening, is it? 4:43, Big Drive Home in the afternoon. Dermot Kennedy, Kiss Me. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, coming up on 5. No service on the C2C between Shoeburyness and Thorpe Bay at the moment. We're keeping an eye on that for you, but C2C, no service between Shoeburyness and Thorpe Bay. Thank you for all your texts. We're talking about people on night shift. Well, we're talking about breakfast, and if you eat breakfast at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is it called breakfast? The answer pretty much normally is no. But we think maybe if you're on a night shift, things are different. Because we mentioned that I thought that if you finished a night shift and you got home at 8 in the morning and you cracked open a beer before you went to bed, that would be normal behaviour because you've been on a night shift.
Yeah, no, and I'm reading some of the messages now with people, you know, people like Mick saying...
Let's hear Joe. Let's hear Joe's take on it. Joe.
My husband's come back from a night shift when he used to work as a night manager at Tesco. And if it's a nice day, he'd take the kids to school, come home, sit in the sunshine and have a cider before he went to bed. So there's nothing wrong if you're finishing a night shift to have a cider in the morning. It's just the same as us getting home and having one at 6 o'clock.
I think that's right, Joe. I thought you were going to say, though, he used to take the kids to school and then sit in the school playing fields with a beer.
Which would
different.
Be different.
That's different. Different. That's not what he said. Who was the other one on there? Cheryl. Cheryl, you've got a similar story, yeah?
Hi, it's Cheryl from Burnham. I just listening to Chris and Scott and you saying that people don't come home from a night shift to crack open a beer. I'm a nurse and I can assure you there's been plenty of night shifts where I've come home and while I'm eating my dinner, which would be breakfast for most other people, I am enjoying a very large glass of wine at the same time. I don't think it's that unusual, to be honest. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel. And I don't think you'd call your dinner breakfast because you've been up all night. So you'd be like,
well, no,
this is
no. So in a way, I can actually see because I, when I think about it now, if I've done a gig and I've then, say I've done a gig at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I drive home from that gig, obviously, so I can't have a drink at the gig.
Yeah.
I have definitely got home at like, say, 4 in the morning, had a couple of beers before I go to bed. So. I was
so if you, yeah, yeah, you just move it on 3 hours to being home at 7 in the morning because you just finished work and you think, oh, I'll have a beer before I go to bed.
But then someone, so Dee, who I think is a first-time texter, has said that if she has a lasagna at 8 o'clock in the morning, is it breakfast?
Yeah.
Or are you're just having a lasagna at
but
breakfast.
But would you call it breakfast, though? Say in the morning, but somebody said, what do you have for breakfast? I had a lasagna. Oh, what? Did you? That's weird. But then we eat cereal at night time. So
yeah, but it's a bit different. Eating cereal at breakfast time is a bit different to eating a lasagna. Get up in the morning,
yeah,
and having a lasagna, unless you've done a night shift, as we've just established.
As always, topical conversations on the Chris and Scott Big Drive Home.
Yeah.
Or breakfast show, depending on which part of the day you're working. It's coming up on 5, Metro Boomin on the way with Creepin'. Let's get BTS on as we're talking food. Let's do butter. With
yeah.
BTS on the way.
Ben Youngs has been left out of England's squad for a Sunday's Rugby Union Six Nations match with Italy at Twickenham. The national team's most capped men's player of all time came off the bench in last weekend's opening defeat to Scotland. Ben Curry and Anthony Wilson also didn't make the 20-man training group.
He's back. He's going so well.
And then, you know, you developed a stutter.
It's fine. How long is the probation? Are you on probation again?
6 months.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Weather.
A dry but windy start to the evening across Essex and indeed my journalism career with temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 4 whole degrees.
Stevie Shillinglaw, you're up today.
Yeah, I'm Stevie Shillinglaw and I nearly done it right.
What's the Harry Styles, Adele? I'm reading a lot about Harry Styles and Adele.
They said that she walked out during when he won. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I've seen this on the old TikTok.
However, I think it's true. I do. Because she's a massive Beyonce
just
fan.
Just recap it in case somebody doesn't know what we're talking about. So where was this?
He was this was at the Grammys. He won Album of the Year.
And she was
Beyonce,
up for it as well.
And she was up for it. And
Beyonce.
This is the fourth time that she is had, you know, a really good album and never won.
Okay.
And Adele is a massive fan of Beyonce. And Adele won the last time.
Yeah.
Beyonce was up for it and basically tried to break the award in half and say, I was inspired by
your
album.
Oh, that's what you want,
I think,
when you've achieved everything in life and you've spent your life working for something. You want somebody to give you half a trophy. That's what I want. snap it up.
So I think that Adele was obviously like, oh.
Not so she was time. Upset that Beyonce didn't win.
Yes.
And Harry Styles won, so and she walked out.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves Harry Styles, especially Radio Essex's Connor Knight, so yeah, he's listening. But then he did the acceptance speech was a wee bit... He was like, this just doesn't happen to guys like me.
No, but you know...
guys like you that have been pop stars for 10 years.
No, but you know what, though? I looked at it in a different way, because... Well, so I've seen it all unfold on TikTok and stuff like that and other social platforms. He... When he's saying things like this don't happen to people like me, he's talking about the kid.
I get that.
Back in the day, and now he's standing on the stage and he's won, and he's done it as a solo artist. It's irrelevant that it was in.
Yeah, because he's not saying I've got my own perfume collection. I've been in multi-million-pound movies and I've got the most extensive record collection of any pop star ever. Things like this don't happen to guys like me. He's talking about the 9-year-old who's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Also, you have to remember, and Scott might enlighten us here, I've never won an award, clearly.
he'll come.
Hopefully. If you win
I've got a swimming award. I've got 200 metre.
Have you?
Yeah, swimming award, yeah. I don't use it for the show, but it is an award-winning radio show.
If you win an award and you're a wee bit drunk on the free alcohol and emotions are heightened and you...
Oh, my God!
It's literally your speech at the Brits. We've got it here. We've got the clip.
I remember that.
Oh, my God!
That was literally his speech.
Insightful.
Yeah. They went, and do you want to say anything? And he went,
Oh, my God!
And then walked off.
Yeah.
Stumbled off.
But also, Sam Smith done it a few years ago when he went to the Oscars and he got something wrong. A little, I don't know if it was a fact or whatever.
Yeah.
And they got it wrong and the press just went after them. And, you have to give people a wee bit of leeway.
Yeah, I think so. And I think if there's a pop star that the press like to attack, that makes it easier. And I think in that case, that person, I think that was what happened there. But I think with Harry Styles and Adele and Beyonce, I mean, imagine how Harry Styles must have felt if he looked down and saw Adele walking out.
But that's the point I'm making. So I think Adele's amazing, but to walk out when another person, I mean, I wouldn't even walk out halfway through someone singing karaoke because it's rude. I'd wait until they finished and then I would get up
then throw your toys out the pram and walk out.
But if you remember that Taylor Swift, you know, famously on stage when Beyonce didn't win and Kanye West, whatever he's called now, said literally, Beyonce should have won it. That wasn't fair. And if you look at Taylor Swift, she's standing there supporting Harry Styles, clapping, dancing, saying, well done. That's gracious.
Yeah.
Also... And again, Scott might enlighten us. If you're like a big famous singer, you're at an awards do, somebody might take you off to have a picture taken. You might need to go to the loo. You might have to, you know, go to the bar or, you know, shout at someone or get your personal assistant to do something. So it could be innocent.
It could be, but a bit later on, she did say Beyonce should have won it. So, you know.
It's not good.
That's my opinion.
It's not pretty.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Right, Wednesday, Big Drive Home. Let's continue with Sigala. Melody on the way. First of all, Miley Cyrus. Love this tune. This is Flowers.
Turn it up. Sing it loud. Radio Essex.
Sigala and Melody. Sigala on Joe Kinch's show tonight on this radio station, Radio Essex. Sigala on with Joe tonight. Which is good.
He's
getting
good.
All the big acts, isn't he?
Yeah.
Beyonce being on his show yet? I reckon that's probably next week. Must be.
I heard he's mates with her.
With Beyonce?
Yeah.
He's
going to have Harry Styles because he won.
Of course he will. Harry and JoJo on the radio. That'll be an awesome name for a show. Richard Baker says, Stevie and News, what made you come back to put up with these two winding you up every day?
Money, I think.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No?
It's not the cash, no. It's probably the free Adventure Island pass you get.
He's
at the window doing loads of money.
Yeah.
Like, rolling in it. Right, thank you, Richard. 5:15, Big Drive Home. It's Wednesday. Hope your day was good. We're on the radio till 6, then JoJo on the radio with Sigala tonight in conversation with Joe from 6. Here's Jake, Golden Hour.
It's Radio Essex on the Big Drive Home. There's Jake and Golden Hour. It's 17 minutes after 5. Alison says, hey, Chris and Scott, I know you don't do birthdays, so I won't mention to you that it's my birthday today, and I certainly won't ask you for a shout-out. Perfect, because we wouldn't do it.
We wouldn't.
Because we don't do birthdays.
No, we can't do. And then, you know, and then Alison, quite rightly, she's done another message.
What she said?
She's P.S., I'm 34 today, but I won't mention it.
We can't mention it because we don't do birthdays. Because when we were told by our boss, when we had one of our little discussions with him, they're called snoops in the industry.
Yeah,
they basically listen to our links. We sit around a boardroom table with the programmers and the managing directors, and they listen to our show and they listen with us. And they go, that was bad, that was bad, that was bad, that was bad. Of course it's called breakfast, that was bad. And they do that for about an hour. And then one thing that came out of it was, don't do birthdays. Why don't we do birthdays? What did the boss say?
Well, he shouted. He said, no one cares.
He said, you shouldn't be talking about people's birthdays. You shouldn't be going, Alison, happy 34th birthday. I can't believe you're 34. You only look 21. Happy birthday to you, dear Alison. Happy birthday to you. He said, don't do that because...
it intimidates other listeners.
All the other listeners are like, I don't care, Alison.
Not
34.
My birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not having the Prosecco.
So don't make a big thing about the birthday. That's all we were told. And we've said, do you know what? We won't mention people's birthdays.
So, I'm talking to the big boss now. We haven't made a big deal of it. So stop mentioning it in the meeting.
Exactly.
Because it's out of order.
And there you go. And Alison knew as well. And even we can show this text to our boss and say, look, she knew. She says, I know you don't do birthdays, so I won't mention to you it's my birthday. And I certainly won't ask you for a shout-out, BS, I'm 34 today.
Yeah. Tom, actually, can you put this together? Send it to them.
Yeah, I'll send it over.
Send it over to the boss, just so they know we're not doing...
we don't do birthdays.
Because otherwise, it would look like we've just spent 1 minute and 33 seconds talking about Alison's birthday and we haven't.
Yeah. It'd be like we've been disrespecting
them. It'd be silly,
them,
wouldn't it?
Not.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes now. And that's not, that wouldn't be what we did.
Yeah, it'd be silly.
It would be silly. How long does this music last? Another 14
it's
seconds.
It's not your birthday today. Don't care. Nobody cares. We covered that.
Yeah, I think really well. We'll update travel next. Tom Grennan. Brand new tune's called Here. It's the Big Drive Home. It's Wednesday. Chris and Scott until 6 tonight. Joe Kinch coming up from 6 with the evening show, Hot 7 at 7. And Sagala chanting him a bit later on as well with Joe from 6. So, it was this time yesterday we spoke to Lindsay on The Only Word is Essex.
We did.
And what a call that was. £2,000, Lindsay in Chelmsford. Who do you reckon it is?
I think it's Alicia Keys.
Okay.
There you go, and you have just won £2,000.
Do you want me to prove to you it's Alicia Keys to put you out of your misery?
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? This is Alicia on Radio Essex.
It was a beautiful moment. Lindsay on the phone now. How you doing, Lindsay?
Hello, how are you?
Good, not bad. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
We haven't got any money for you today.
Oh, no, really?
We've run out of money, Lindsay. You've had it all. Have you spent it yet?
No, not yet.
What are you going to spend it on?
So we are going to have a little break in the New Forest in the summer.
Nice.
Amazing.
So that'll be nice. And then we've had like quite a major leak in our bathroom, so we've had to take all the tiles off.
Oh, that's never good.
It's in a bit of a state, so I'm going to use it to go towards that. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
oh, that's brilliant.
It's going to be used for good things, so... yeah.
That's good. How long did it take you to for it to sink in that you won the money?
I still don't believe it, to be honest.
Did you think it was us to say, only joking? No, we're not, obviously.
Yeah.
You had won the money.
It's yours. I just wanted to catch up because it was this time yesterday, so we thought, oh, let's see what Lindsay's doing. Let's see if she's spent the money yet.
No, not yet, but don't worry, it's earmarked.
That's good. I like the New Forest thing will be good. And we had a leak, it's horrible. Yeah. When you get it all fixed and sorted, it looks nice again.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's one of those unforeseen things and, you know, as I said, just had such a bad afternoon at work. So it was just, honestly, it just blew my mind, to be honest. It was so lovely. It was such a nice surprise. I just couldn't believe it last night, to be honest.
And I bet you'll always listen to Alicia Keys songs now with a smile.
Well, the weird thing is Alicia Keys was one of our wedding songs.
Right.
Meant to be.
Yeah, it was just a bit weird. Like, she was one of our songs that was played for our wedding. So, yeah, it's just amazing. All a bit
strange. Did you have a couple of glasses of wine last night, yes or no?
I did not, because I don't drink.
Oh, that's good.
But, yeah, no, it was a nice evening. Just off buzzing. Of the excitement, really.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. Well, Lindsay, nice to catch up. And, enjoy spending money. Enjoy the break when you get it as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Take care.
Cheers, Lindsay.
Yeah, Andrew, take care. Bye.
Bye. I want to give away money every day like that. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
I don't think they'll let you.
No?
Not every day.
They don't even let me mention birthdays, so it's not much chance of them letting me do $2,000 every day. Let's do something again soon, though.
Definitely.
LF System, Hungry for Love. 5:40, big drive home. Hello to Richard, who says, Alison 34, we don't do birthdays, just brilliant radio, keep it up. He's saying that because we didn't do the birthday. He doesn't want to hear birthdays, and he's like, well done for just dismissing the birthday. Yeah. Brilliant radio, keep it up.
Yeah, which is exactly what
we are. The boss is all right. We are doing absolutely the right thing. So just confirmation there from Richard off of BT Internet.
So thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you very much, Richard. It's Chris and Scott, big drive home on till 6 tonight. Joe on the radio from 6, Sagala in conversation. We need somebody to end the show tonight as well. So if you want to end the show, the words you need to say, any particular style today?
Oh, do you want a style today? Do you want a style?
I don't know, maybe a Stevie Shillinglaw impersonation as he's back? That would work.
Which could be Scottish, maybe?
Or just stuttering, whichever. However you want to describe him.
We could try that. We could do it. You could do a generic one if you wanted to. It could just be Wednesday completed it, mate. It could be aggro. Wednesday completed it, mate.
Yeah, or Scottish. It's fine. What?
No.
No.
No, okay. No, sometimes I can do Scottish, sometimes I can't.
Yeah, and so, sometimes it's offensive.
Haggis. That's all I can say.
But the words need to be Wednesday, completed it, mate. However you choose to do it. And I think that's what I always love about it. It's always different. Yeah. You get random ones, you get normal ones, you get, you know, different ones. You've Kermit the Frog.
Wednesday, completed it, mate.
That happens.
Mickey randomly. Mouse, I think you can do.
Wednesday, completed it, mate.
That's brilliant.
I mean, we don't use that enough, Tom.
Tom enough. That's true. We should use you more.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just give me do.
Once upon a time I used to be able to. I might have to
practice.
Yeah,
do you know what? That's sorry, nice. Stevie just left he's running out of the newsroom. I thought he was coming in to do a Scooby-Doo impression.
Wednesday completed, mate, is all we need you to say. You could be ending the show tonight. Good luck. What a voice.
I'm waiting for you to remember lyrics to songs.
Well, I was singing it.
No, you were going that's you don't know what you're saying.
I was watching the TikTok of
Hello Joe Kinch
karaoke. Hello.
Yeah, the one on the Radio Essex one.
Yeah, you didn't even sing.
No, I didn't even know I was being filmed.
You just stood there looking like, what do I do?
Is that on the TikTok for everyone to see? Is it? Am I TikTok famous?
Yeah, no. Scott's going for it like,
Of course
and
he is.
I'm a sexy baby.
Yeah, sexy baby, yeah, and a monster.
Did Scott look like he was in concert?
Yeah.
Did he have his makeup person with him?
No, shh.
No, it was all natural.
He's like, did they go, Scotty recording TikTok? And he's like, yeah, no worries. Wardrobe.
1 second, lovey.
Wardrobe, TikTok wardrobe, please. How are you, Joe Kinch?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Evening show tonight?
Yep.
Just another guest?
Sagala.
Yeah, it's just Sagala rocking.
Charlie Big Bananas Jr.
What?
Golder guest.
Charlie Big Bananas?
What? Charlie Big Bananas?
Sounds like a kid's TV show, doesn't it? Charlie Big Bananas. He's here from 6 to 8.
You've never heard the saying Charlie Big Bananas?
I think in 1992 I once heard it. I think it's Charlie is what you meant to say, but you can't
say it. I can't say that on the radio.
No, of course you can't, but I'm saying that's what it was that you were trying to say.
Didn't you have a beep thing for that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know where that is.
Charlie Big.
No, I don't know. Say it again, Charlie.
Charlie Big.
There you go. It's a long beep because it's for Scott.
I thought you'd be proud of me.
That's good. You're coming up from 6 with Sagala.
Sagala's on just after 8.
Charlie
We got the,
I don't remember the right
one. We got
one.
The other bits. Charlie Big
I nearly said the wrong one then. I knew it. Charlie Big and overpronounced it, which would have been really bad. Charlie Big Bananas. Isn't as good as JoJo on the radio. I think that's got a more
what one do you prefer?
It.
What?
JoJo on the radio or Charlie Big Bananas?
Bananas.
Bananas.
Excellent. Excellent. Don't do it. I don't want to ruin your career when you just started. Just go with Joe Kinch.
So you're coming up, Cigalis on the way, all the hits. I'm banging them out, I suppose, aren't you?
Yeah.
Banging them
out. Hot 7 at 7.
How many songs do you play an hour?
15, 16.
Tom's just told
More songs than any other show, I think.
Yeah, do you know what Tom just said to us? He went, good show today, boys. We went, oh, cheers. And then he does his little face, didn't he? Does his little, like, disgruntled face. And I said, that's not telling the whole story. And he went, well, just in one of your hours, you played seven songs.
Seven. How many do we normally play?
Usually it's about nine.
Oh, I'm sorry for the lack of songs today on the show.
And how many does... How many do you rack up in an hour? 22?
About 15.
15? I do a chart show called The Hot 40 in 3 hours, and we do a recap, don't we?
It's 50 songs
it's 50
in 3 hours.
Songs I play in
How
3 hours
How many do we play
Sunday.
In 3 hours?
Not 50.
No.
4 to 21 by the sound of it.
No, we must play more than 21.
If me and you ever had to do the Hot 40 countdown, we get number 22 this week. Here's Adele. That's it, we haven't got time for anymore. Have a guess who's number one. So you're coming up. Amy, age 7, who's Amy, age 6, but she's now age 7. She did a complete it, mate.
Now age 7. Wednesday, complete moot.
I love that.
I love that. David was in there as well. But Dennis from Basildon is ending the show for us next. And then JoJo on the radio. Charlie, Big Bananas.
He's doing the show. Yeah, well done.
Coming up.
John Oakes likes that from Weekend Breakfast. He says he's wrote Charlie Big Bananas. He likes it.
Oh, yeah, from off of Ross and John.
He's the more famous one, John Oakes.
Is it because he sits in your chair?
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
He's the main guy.
Sue Lamont. So your chair is used by Sue and John and you.
Yep.
It's the A-team.
It certainly is.
Oh, it's Billy. That's right, not Charlie. Thank you, Catherine. Have a good night. See you tomorrow.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.